The never-ending chronicle of the grand human adventure. There's a lot more to come, because the more that humanity creates, the more room there is for growth. It is almost the same with what we create within ourselves. If you allow yourself to suspend the pursuit of grades, diplomas, and the other approvals, and do something that you really, really like, something that you often return to, you will grow in that area. And that often means that you can branch out towards new things. For example, if you start with programming, you can then start learning Linux-based operating systems. If you are starting with art, you may take to sculpture or 3D modeling. If you like music, or have a favorite songwriter, surely you will like composing too. Perhaps best of all, if you hate everything and everything really, really sucks, that means you are in your prime to become a travel writer. People will love hearing about your adventures so much that they will not be able to fall asleep without your audiobooks. The things that really matter are all the things that are most human. And this also includes caring for animals, nature, and climate. If that is still boring you, you may enjoy speculative thinking. As far as creators are concerned, that is an endless loop, because then you ask, okay, well, who created the creator? But there are questions that don't end in loop-de-loops. For one, life on Earth, including us, is constantly evolving. My favorite examples of evolution are more about showing that it is possible rather than describing the real thing with great precision. So, Australia had a huge plague of rabbits once, and they used myxomatosis, a virus, to control them. But then, the rabbits that were immune to the virus began spreading just as quickly. So the Australian rabbit population can be said to have undergone a genetic change in just 2 years flat. And in another popular story, a very intelligent woman asked J.B.S. Haldane a really good question. Unfortunately, it included the words, "I cannot believe it is possible to go from a single cell to a complicated human body," which got Haldane energized to make a funny reply, in which he said, "But madam, you did it yourself, and it only took 9 months. She was, of course, asking about the great precision and intricacies and complexity of the human. But actually, we are not designed to precision like clocks. If that was the case, we could easily interface with all the systems. We are a work of chaos. That is why doctors can't create life from scratch, at least not without their wives noticing first. And that is also why artificial intelligence programmers, or statistics nerds, can't precisely explain how their programs are arriving at semi-correct results. It is all a noisy, imprecise, and chaotic process. It somewhat works, but you wouldn't want to debug the damn thing." When I searched a scholarly website for articles on artificial intelligence debugging, one of the articles it burped up was titled, "Taming software with hardware." And I call that time to take a long break far and away from all computers of any kind. The return to life. Growing things through chaos takes a lot. It requires a very large area and a very large stretch of time. In fact, it can be said it is not a waste of space if we never discover alien life. All that space was critical to test out all the possible combinations and permutations, so that finally it occurred on at least one planet in the universe. Then the creatures called it Earth, and promptly invented the Melbourne Shuffle. I am certain that the human evolution is going through a gibberish selection phase. Humans have it good overall. There's no huge pressure in any special direction. We are going in all directions, and on top of that, we are all super smart. I mean, most people are so smart that they have no idea how smart they are, and they have access to all kinds of information, from tutorials on cooking to tutorials on programming 3D geometry. It has always been the case that we have been moving in multiple directions all at once. We have never really traveled a single line. But in 65 million years, we will have changed so drastically as to make it seem that we have evolved along a single line. You know, there may be a person reading this very poem 65 million years from now with a little smirk. Hello? It wasn't that long ago that you could look someone in the eyes and recognize something different, not quite as familiar as what you would have normally expected. I firmly believe that just that moment you'd also see a smile, which is something more universal. A smile would say, I know about my eyes, but I love them. And beyond that, well, it has been beautifully put that the stars you see in the night skies are just the sparks from the initial inflation of the universe. We live at a time when we can see them, which is very precious. Eventually, the night sky will light up with our own creations. We will have interfaced with our biological systems, perhaps through a chaos translation engine. And some of us carefully underwent a process where there is no question that their mind is their own. But their bodies will be human-made at first, and later, probably more digital or virtual. But here, we will have spread across the entire Milky Way, so there will be lots of different variations of humans evolving everywhere. Some will look just like us, exactly like us. Some will fit on a tiny microchip. After all, it is easy to travel vast distances when you are just a speck of dust. And if you join me in the exercise of stepping outside of the universe, you will see life. Beautiful, thinking, inventive, unstoppable life. Yes, today we only have a sample of one. For me, that is more than enough proof to see that there are countless others out there somewhere far and away. One and many is very similar. For someone who is better at speculative thinking, they may say, I'll just wait 5 billion years. The range of extremely unique human life that has evolved in different places is all the proof of alien life I will ever need. Others will look to the beginning of life itself. Stromatolites are either proof that life does not take very long to get started, which would mean it's everywhere, or that life took a very long time to start, billions and billions of years. But once it started, it spread across many clusters and many forms. One of which is a speck of dust that is good at creating life that precisely matches the chemical composition of the world its home asteroid whizzes by. Just add water, sunshine, and some electrolytes found in rocks everywhere, and the mote of dust will become a sea of simple, ever-evolving organisms. After all, why go through all the trouble of suiting up to travel the distance when you can just send somebody else there? Finally, despite what the scientists of today are saying, the universe does not end. We never ran out of the subatomic particles. That we evolve beyond recognition and take to the stars are small potatoes in the never-ending chronicle of the grand human adventure. The more we expand, the more room there is for growth.